Very good morning to Duncan Mackenzie McCarr. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Lawrence. Good morning, PK. How are you?
Going very well, mate. Now, Matthew Dellavedova is back in his spiritual home.
Yeah, he is, Lawrence. This is a fantastic result. Delly back at the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's going to be a great move for all parties involved. It's great because Delly gets more minutes, Lawrence, with the Cavs, and it also frees up some salary cap space for the Bucks. So everyone's happy. But listen to this. The trade came about on a Saturday morning, and Delly gets a phone call from the Bucks GM, John Forst, who tells him he's been traded. The only problem is the phone cuts out and goes dead before he tells him where he's going. So Delly is just sitting there waiting, thinking, what the hell is going on? Of course, Forst eventually calls him back and says he's going to Cleveland. But if that wasn't enough, Delly's first game back as a Cavalier is against the Bucks on their home court. So his reception was okay. He played 16 minutes, had 11 points, 4 assists and 2 rebounds. The Cavs lost 108 to 92, but I tell you what, it was a very, very weird start to Delly's second coming as a Cleveland Cavalier.
Yeah, the fans certainly love him over there in Cleveland, though, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so, so popular. I mean, when I was there, guys, covering the NBA Finals in June, to give you some idea, I spoke to the locals and I told them I'm from Australia, and everybody said to me, "Oh, we love Delly. We miss him so much. We wish he was back here in Cleveland." So, I mean, the Cavaliers have certainly got their wish. The people of Cleveland have got their wish. And when this news broke on Twitter on the weekend, I mean, Cleveland fans were so excited. They were tweeting this was bigger than when LeBron James returned to Cleveland. Of course, tongue-in-cheek. But, yeah, I mean, Delly was offered a $39 million contract by the Bucks, an offer that was too good to refuse at the time. So people understood why he left. But now he's back, and yeah, today he's got his first game back at the Q Arena in Cleveland as a Cavalier, so he's going to get a pretty good reception.
Yeah, just for our listeners and our viewers, that was $40 million over 4 years, so roughly $10 million a year there for Matthew Dellavedova. And I think at the time we were describing that as, well, that's his Alan Bond. I mean, it was a bit of a surprise to a lot of people. Not that he's not a good player.
Yeah, got that
but
amount of money.
It's a big whack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge whack, especially for a player that went undrafted and he was coming out of St. Mary's College. He was really been fighting tooth and nail to actually make a career in the NBA. And then certainly once that happens, and then he managed to cash out for, well, that's $40 million US. So what's that? That's over 50 million Australians. You just have to take the money, didn't he? So, but now he's back in Cleveland, and obviously they'll be paying part of that base salary. So, yeah, Matthew Dellavedova must be very, very happy right now.
Yeah. Duncan, what's going on with Steph Curry? We spoke to Paul Gower early this morning, and he's starting up a golf tournament, and now he's claiming he never went to the moon?
Yeah, this has certainly got the whole country talking, guys. I mean, Steph Curry on a podcast with fellow NBA players Vince Carter and Kent Bazemore claiming that we never went to the moon. This was all one big hoax and one big conspiracy theory, according to Curry and Carter and Bazemore. Well, NASA heard about this, and yeah, they weren't too happy. They got on the front foot, and they've offered to show Curry proof that the US went to the moon back in 1969. In a statement, NASA said just a short time ago, "We'd love for Mr. Curry to tour the lunar lab at our Johnson Space Center in Houston, perhaps the next time the Warriors are in town to play the Rockets. We have hundreds of pounds of moon rocks stored there, and the Apollo mission control. During his visit, he can see firsthand what we did 50 years ago, as well as what we're doing now to go back to the moon in the coming years, but this time to stay." Now, it's certainly one of the most out there things that we've heard for a while from a player. Since maybe last year when Kyrie Irving said that the Earth was flat. I mean, that was probably the dumbest thing any public figure has said in our lifetime, I reckon. He later apologised for those comments. But, yeah, it's certainly got the whole country talking, and Steph might have to do a bit of research, I reckon.
Does he do that for headline grabbing, or what type of personality
guy,
is he?
I don't think.
No, he's not. I mean, it's one of these things, guys. This was on a podcast with two NBA players. It would have been a very, very relaxed, comfortable environment. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, it certainly has blown up. Or he basically came out and said, "I'm not sure if we ever went to the moon." And that was about it. He didn't elaborate on it. He didn't have a theory on it. So I don't think he's that well schooled in the subject, but he's certainly got the reporters peppering him with questions now.
Has he not seen the movie Capricorn 1? Is that what it was called? Remember that?
No.
I can't.
Well, it's about how they faked the moon landing in a TV studio at the back of Burbank somewhere.
The old fake it landing was, on the moon.
Yeah.
We went to the moon, didn't we, Terry?
Yes, I think we went to the
moon. Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, I think we went to the moon.
I'm sure we did. What about the NBA, mate? Are we getting a finals preview today?
I reckon we might be, Laura. Yes, the Golden State Warriors hosting the Toronto Raptors. Are we going to find out whether the Raptors are the real deal or not? They've got the best record in the East at the moment. Of course, they face the two-time defending champion Warriors, who have got the most wins in the West. I mean, these two teams played each other just last week, Laura, and Kevin Durant dropped 51 points, and the Raptors won an overtime thriller. So the only difference is this time around, the Warriors, they get Curry back, they get Draymond Green back. The game's played the loudest stadium in the NBA in Oracle Arena. So, yeah, it's going to be a fascinating one to watch. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is having some season here for the Raptors. I mean, he's 100% in the MVP conversation, and he's averaging 26 points a game, 8 rebounds a game. But it's his work on the defensive side of the ball that's really got everyone talking. And well, just yesterday, KD said that they'll be building statues of him, Curry, Green, and Clay in the Bay Area. So the swagger is certainly back for the Warriors, guys. They're on their last 4 straight. Can they get past the Raptors? We'll just have to wait and see.
And we're going to switch codes, mate, from the world of basketball to the world of American football, the NFL. And at tab.com.au, the LA Rams, they're on the slippery slide. Their second favourite's now $5. New Orleans Saints are $3.50. And the Kansas City Chiefs are the third favourites at $6. How do you see that?
Well, I tell you what, we'll learn a lot more tomorrow night here, TK, because it's a huge game. The Kansas City Chiefs, leaders of the AFC, up against the LA Chargers, second in the AFC. And as you said, those tabloids, I mean, they're third favourites. I mean, the Chiefs have been outstanding this year. And if they can get past the Chargers, who are absolutely red hot at the moment. I mean, everyone's been talking about the LA Rams this season, especially in Los Angeles. But it's the Chargers, it's the little brother that's really been the talk in the second half of the season. They've won 9 out of their last 10 games, and their only loss in that run was a last-second one-point defeat to Denver. So tomorrow, TK, we've got our man, Patrick Mahomes, coming up against a 37-year-old quarterback veteran in Phillip Rivers, who's just been absolutely outstanding this season. So we'll certainly find out a lot about the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow. We'll certainly find out a lot about the LA Chargers. I think the New Orleans Saints are still the team to beat, from what I can see. I mean, Drew Brees has been a little bit cold in the last couple of weeks, but I think with their offense, I think the Saints are still the team to beat.
Good on you, Duncan. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.